we present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday. In June 1942, two German U-boats headed quietly into American waters, aimed at two isolated beaches. On board each craft was a team of four men, eight specialists, primed for an audacious mission, codenamed Operation Pistorius. But neither team knew of another passenger with an even greater mission that could shake the world. He was the Ninth Man. The Ninth Man. A chilling story based on historical fact by John Lee and dramatized for radio in 25 episodes by Victor Magazine.
New York? Are you sure?
I'm sure, Captain. Furthermore, we have a third under surveillance. Again, not in Washington.
Well, maybe you've miscounted. Isn't that possible? Damn it, one of them is here. I've got the goods on them, so there must be more than eight of them.
Yeah, I see. That's very interesting, Captain.
Now listen, I want to talk to the director about this. I'm not just some ordinary citizen calling. I'm a working member of the White House staff, charged with protecting the safety of the President of the United States. I may not be able to influence the director's decision on the matter, but I can damn sure see that he hears about it. Now, I'll go through channels if I have to.
I'll relay your message to him, Captain Blaszczyk. That's all I can promise.
You do that. You tell him I'm on my way to my office right now. If he's interested in hearing the details, he can call me and ask for them. I'll wait there for his call.
Seeing Hedda again.
The one you got into trouble?
She lost the baby. Maybe it just never happened.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're having fun. I think I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Hey, is that smart?
It'll make a great cover. We can use her, too, as a courier, maybe.
We don't need a courier. We don't need problems. You better talk to Curling before you do something dumb like getting married.
It isn't dumb. I bought a car, too.
A car? I thought I told you not to be so free with the money.
We'll need a car. As soon as we get word from Curling and Teela, we'll have to have a way to get to them, won't we? Besides, it's a nice car, a convertible. You'll like it.
I'd hoped we might have had something from them by now.
We aren't going to hear anything until something important happens. Wouldn't surprise me if we didn't hear anything for another week or so.
Perhaps the four of us should have stayed together. I don't like being out of touch like this.
Oh, don't worry. He'll send for us. Maybe I'll have a surprise for you later this week.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. It's just a hunch I got, that's all. I bet he sends for us in a few days.
I hope you're right.
You're not getting nervous, are you, Otto?
No, not really. It's just that I don't have much to do to keep myself occupied. I'm working out on the barbells that I Some calisthenics in my hotel room. How long can you keep busy at that, huh? It's different for you. You have your family.
Yeah, well, they're kind of a pain in the neck. I don't have it as good as you think.
Never mind. Buck up, kid. We'll hear from Curling one of these days, and then we'll get some action started. Look, I'm going back to my hotel room. This movie is boring me to death. Get in touch with me Saturday, eh? Come by my hotel and pick me up in that new car of yours. We'll take a ride. I'm registered under the name of Harry Nicholas.
Sure, Otto. Sure, I'll do that. Hell, maybe I should have told him about the message. Ah, nuts. It isn't as though I'm keeping anything really important from him. Curling only sent one telegram. If he were really serious, he'd have sent another. When he does that, I won't ignore it. That would make me irresponsible.
Young Herbert Haupt didn't see the two FBI men who came strolling into the darkened theater from the lobby and took seats to the rear of him where they could watch him. Equally unknowing, however, were the FBI men. One of them had lingered long enough in the lobby to report in by telephone and to cover his colleague while he went to the bathroom. That single call of nature, combined with an adherence to reporting procedures, had cost them dear. They missed Otto Neubauer.
Could this military person be right?
Well, it's hard to say, sir. We've had Haupt under surveillance for 3 days now, and still no sign of the eighth man.
What's his name?
Blazek, sir. Captain Andrew Blazek.
No, I don't mean him. I mean the eighth man.
Oh, Otto Neubauer.
Could he be in Washington?
He could be anywhere, sir. Our informant has indicated that the remaining two members of the Florida team were to establish themselves in Chicago, but that could have changed.
Perhaps we should check it out. I don't believe it for a minute, but I'd hate to get caught with my pants down.
Yes, sir. Shall I get Captain Blazek on the phone?
No. Damned if I'll talk to him. If there's a spy in Washington, then it will be the Bureau that uncovers it, not some blasted military outsider. There's going to be no contact with him whatsoever.
Sir, wouldn't it be wise to ask him what led him to his conclusions?
No. Anything he can find, we can find. Put a team on it. Today. You, Special Agent Grover, and that protege of his, the new man. What's his name?
Carter, sir. Emerson Carter. He isn't actually a new man. He's been with the Bureau for 6 years.
He's a new man until I say he's not. Now, I'm leaving for New York tomorrow morning to oversee the interrogation of the three spies we caught last week and those men we picked up last night. Tell Grover I want a report ready by the time I get back. If there's a spy in Washington, I want to know it.
Thursday, June 25th, 1942. The ninth man continued his vigil at the press club in Washington for the third long, nerve-wracking day, waiting for a likely prospect to suit his purposes. At mid-morning on that day, he found him sitting in the corner dining room.
Excuse me, did I hear you tell George that you were new in town?
George?
The waiter.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just got in a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I thought so. I know most of the fellows who hang out at the press club, and I didn't recognize you. My name is Dave. Dave Pastor.
Bob Shepard. Glad to know you. I work for the Denver Chronicle. How about you?
I'm an old wire service hack. So you from Denver, eh? Funny, I never saw so many new newsmen in town. Must be the war. We get 18 or 20 new people a week in here. Hey, say, can I buy you a welcome cup of coffee? I believe I heard you say you'd be covering the White House beat, so I guess we should get to know each other.
Yeah, sure, why not? I finished anyway. I'll come over.
I wonder if we might have a couple of coffees over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you ought to consider joining the club. I could introduce you to a couple of guys, get your name put up. It's really a pretty good deal for a newsman. Drinks are big and cheap. Food isn't bad either. And you can find most of the government handouts there in the reception hall. Some of the guys never leave here, except to go home now and then for a change of clothes. It's kind of like having a second office.
Sounds a pretty lazy way to do a job.
Beats working, they tell me. I don't do it that way myself. Too much competition at the White House.
You work at the White House, too?
Sure. That's why my ears came up when I heard you say you'd be there. Have you picked up your credentials yet?
No, I haven't had time. I'm going out of my mind just trying to find an apartment. Hell, this city's crowded.
You ought to get busy on it. I hear the credentials office may set a quota.
Really? No, I hadn't heard that.
Well, maybe just another rumor. But I wouldn't take any chances if I were you. I'll go over right away.
Thanks for the tip. Maybe I should call and ask for an appointment this afternoon.
I'd do it this morning. Shouldn't take long. Unless they've got together, all they got to do is document your newspaper affiliation and check to make sure you're here on a legitimate assignment. They can handle that with a couple of long-distance calls to Denver. Hey, you ought to have your car by lunchtime. Then you can relax and take your time finding an apartment.
Your coffee, sir.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Do you have any friends in Washington?
Not exactly. There are a couple of guys here that I met at a convention some time back, but, we're not exactly friends.
Oh, maybe I know him. Does either of them work at the White House?
I don't think so. One works the departments, I think. The other covers the Hill for a Sacramento paper. I ought to look him up.
Sure. In the meantime, let me show you around. I guess you'll be busy clearing up the accreditation business today, but tonight we'll go out on the top.
No, thanks anyway, but I wouldn't want to be any trouble.
What trouble? I remember how it was when I first got here, not knowing anybody. Look, we'll knock around a little tonight, then tomorrow I can introduce you to a few people over at the White House and around, you know? We'll make things easier for you later when you need good news contacts.
Hey, terrific. I sure would appreciate it. It's tough coming in cold on a beat, you know?
Don't I know it. Listen, about tonight, I know a couple of girls. Dictationists down at the office. Real whistlebait. We'll take them out to dinner. What do you say?
I'm a married man, Dave. I don't really fool around very much.
Married? Where's your wife?
In Denver. She'll be up to join me in a month or so, after I find us a place to live.
Well, if she isn't here, what difference does it make, huh? We don't have to do anything spectacular. Just squire the girls around for a few hours, buy them a few drinks. It'll be an act of kindness. The town's full of girls with not nearly enough men to go around. Oh, come on, Bob. Let's do the noble thing and take them out for some laughs and just let nature take its course.
Yeah. I guess it wouldn't really hurt. I'm getting pretty tired of that damned hotel.
Great. I'll pick you up at your hotel at 6. Where were you staying?
Roger Smith. Listen, Dave, about the girls.
Uh-huh. Well, what about?
They wouldn't be upset if we don't, you know.
Look, let's just wait and see. When you get a load of the big, stank blonde I have in mind for you, you may change your ideas about going straight back to the hotel.
Yeah. What the hell. Good newsman. Never goes into anything with a closed mind, does he?
That's the ticket. See you later. Has changed. For the past 2 days, it's been all bad.
Yes. Few prospects, but none of them panned out the way you wanted. One man seemed perfect.
Yes. But his newspaper assigned him strictly to coverage of the War Production Board and had no interest in the White House.
Another came close to filling the bill, but had too many close friends in Washington for you to take a chance.
And on top of that, all the press club rumors of the departure of the Prime Minister.
Apparently he's due to leave today. Our victory at Tobruk has really shaken him.
So, he's out of it. What the hell, to blazes with him. There are other agents to deal with him in London. And for me, there is still the president, the prize plum.
They're coming again. The gray-haired one and the young one. Questions. Questions, more questions. There are always more questions. Almost a week of it now. But I'll be ready as always. Friendly, cooperative. I've told them everything. What more do they want to know? Soon they will recognize that I am being honest with them. Soon now they stop treating me like a traitor and give me the respect a patriot deserves.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grover. And you, Mr. Carter.
Okay, don't get up. A couple of things I have to say. Well, Mr. Dash, it appears that we have a problem.
Problem? I don't understand. What problem?
It appears that you haven't told us the complete truth.
What? That isn't so. I've told you the truth. The complete truth. I've told you everything.
You said there were 8 men, right?
That's correct. 8 men? Mine and the 4 men in Edward Curling's team.
Well, we've accounted for 6, and we have another under surveillance in Chicago. But we're missing one.
He's there. In Chicago, I told you. That's the way the Florida team was set up. 2 in Chicago, 2 in New York. You watch that boy, what's his name, Haupt, and he'll lead you to the other. I told the agents yesterday.
We're not so sure anymore. We got a call yesterday from a man of the White House. He says one of them's here, in Washington.
In Washington? No, of course not. He can't be. He was supposed to wait in Chicago till Curling sent for him.
You sure? There was no mention of sending a man to Washington?
There was no reason for it. We were sent here to sabotage bridges and factories. There was no reason to come to Washington.
We think you're lying, Mr. Dash. Do you know what that can mean? It'll probably be a firing squad for all of us.
No! No, I wouldn't lie. I've told you everything. Everything, haven't I?
You didn't tell us about the man in Washington.
But there is no man in Washington. Not unless Curling changed his plans. You just keep watching that boy in Chicago. You'll see.
Perhaps there are more than 8. Perhaps you lied about the number.
No, there were only 8. I should know. I knew everyone who trained at Ken's Lake. It's like I told you. There was an introduction. We were told to wait for a message to tell us when to begin. But that's the only unusual thing that happened after our training.
A message? How could you get a message unless there was another man here somewhere?
We assumed it would be from Europe or South America. No one suggested to us that it would be anything else. Please, you must believe me. I've told you everything there is to know.
I'd like to believe you, but it isn't easy. We may want to discuss this further. Search your memory in the meantime.
Please, there is something I'd like to ask.
Oh? What's that?
Could you make them give me back my belt? My trousers keep falling when I stand.
Sorry, we can't do that.
I won't hang myself. I have no reason to hang myself. I believe in what I'm doing. I'm trying to help you.
No. I'm afraid the answer is still no. Think?
I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, so do I. Damn that captain of the White House. They're all the same, these amateurs. Outsiders. Always sticking their fingers in. This one's a waste of time. I feel sure he has told us everything he knows. Hell, put yourself in his shoes. Would you have given yourself up? Gone through what he's gone through? Just to lead us up the garden path?
No, hell. Not with a chance of a death penalty for treason or whatever looming over one's head. Still, there's always the possibility that something may have slipped his memory.
Mm.
We've given him something to brood on for a while.
That was The Ninth Man by John Lee, adapted and directed for broadcasting in 25 parts by Victor Magazine. You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world.